The 303 area code USA is more than just three numbers, it's a symbol of Colorado pride. For locals, hearing 303 brings up thoughts of Denver, Boulder, and the beautiful Front Range. It's one of the oldest area codes in the country and still holds a special place in the hearts of Coloradans. Over the years, the state has grown and added new area codes, but 303 remains the most well-known. In this blog, we'll take a closer look at the story behind this famous Colorado code. The history of Colorado's 303 area code. The 303 area code was introduced in 1947 as one of the first area codes in the United States. At that time, it covered the entire state of Colorado. For over 40 years, 303 was the only area code people used across cities and small towns alike. But as the population grew, Colorado had to make changes to keep up with the demand for new phone numbers. In 1988, the state added the 719 area code to cover southern and eastern Colorado. A few years later, in 1995, the 970 area code was introduced for the western and northern parts. This left 303 focused mainly on Denver, Boulder, and nearby areas. To help even more, 720 was added in 1998, and 983 followed in 2022, but 303 stayed the most well-known. Why the 303 area code is still special? For many people in Colorado, the 303 area code feels like a badge of honor. It's often used in business names, sports jerseys, and even on bumper stickers. The numbers are strongly linked to Denver and nearby towns, showing off that local connection. When people see a 303 number, they often think of someone who's been in the state for a long time. Even with the newer area codes now in use, 303 continues to stand out. It's more than just a phone number, it's a symbol of pride for people who live in the heart of Colorado. Many locals still hope to get a 303 number because of its history and strong local roots. It reminds people of Colorado's growth and its deep community spirit. Other area codes in Colorado. 970. This area code probably covers the largest portion of the state. It was introduced in 1995 and stretches across both the Front Range and Western Slope. You'll find 970 in places like Fort Collins and Steamboat Springs, all the way to Grand Junction. It also runs south through towns like Aspen, Vail, Gunnison, and Durango. Cross over the mountains eastward, and you'll be back in 719 or the northern edge of 303. 719. If you're heading south from Denver toward Colorado Springs, your phone number will likely start with 719. This code was created in 1988 as the state's second area code. It stretches west into mountain towns like Alamosa, Cannon City, Fairplay, and Buena Vista. It also reaches the southern border, down to Trinidad near New Mexico. The 719 code was key to handling the state's growing phone number needs at the time. 983. The newest area code in Colorado is 983, which launched on June 17, 2022. It was added to the Denver metro area alongside 303 and 720. You'll find it in cities like Aurora, Littleton, and other nearby suburbs. This update came as the state ran out of new 303 and 720 numbers. Officials estimate that the 983 supply will last about 25 years. 720. While not as beloved as 303, the 720 area code still serves a big role in Colorado. It was introduced in 1998 to help cover the same regions as 303 in and around Denver. Many phone companies give out 720 numbers to new residents in the metro area. You'll see it in use across the Mile High City and beyond. If you go north toward Loveland or Fort Collins, though, numbers will usually change to 970. Wrapping up Colorado's 303 area code. The 303 area code USA isn't just a set of numbers, it's a piece of Colorado's story. While the state has added other area codes like 719, 970, 720, and 983, 303 remains the most iconic and meaningful to locals. It represents the heart of Colorado, especially the Denver and Boulder areas. Even as times change, the pride behind the 303 area code USA continues to stand strong.